Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
A different point of view on achieving excellent health on all four levels of self: spiritual, emotional, physical, and social. It's The Healthy Self with Michael Schwartz.
Do vitamins make you sick? You know, that happens, especially with the B vitamins, when you take them on an empty stomach. You should always take your vitamins with food. That will enhance their uptake into your bloodstream and allow them to participate in the enzyme functions that they are particularly locked into, because some B vitamins work in this pathway, another in that pathway. I think if you remember a couple of segments ago, last week, last month, whenever, we talked about pantothenic acid, how through one chemical pathway it becomes betaine hydrochloride, another chemical pathway it becomes pantothene, another coenzyme A. So all of the vitamins go through different segments, different things. And by the way, I haven't mentioned this, but if you have a question, please do not hesitate to either call me or write to me. And some people feel funny about making telephone calls, so here's my email address, michael383@me.com. That's me.com. It's an iCloud account. So write to me about your questions. Because as I said in one segment somewhere, I have some timer. Sometimes I'll remember what to tell you. Sometimes I won't. So it's in your best interest. And as far as calling, our number here is 844-305-7800. And it's a toll-free call. So there you go. At any rate, vitamin C, truly good for what ails you. I'm sure you've heard by now that vitamin C, people have used it intravenously to cure cancer. And they do so by taking up to like 50 grams a day, which is quite a bit. Most people take anywhere from 500 to maybe 3,000 milligrams a day. You could take more. The way to know whether or not you've reached your limit with vitamin C, because there's no quote-unquote harmful toxic effects other than diarrhea. If you start getting diarrhea, you know you've reached the outer limits on what you can do with vitamin C. It just, you know, has everything. Everything has its limits. In fact, two universal teachings that I live by and may have mentioned on the shows before: everything in moderation, and excess leads to rejection. And here we see the truth of that with vitamin C. Now, vitamin C has a lot of beneficial uses in the body. We all think about it from an immune point of view, and it's true. It's fabulous as that way. However, it's also great as an antioxidant. In another segment, I mentioned antioxidants, A, C, and E. These are the keys, the best out of all of the nutrients as far as antioxidants go. And E, believe it or not, is the best, because E can continue to give up an electron to stop the free radical damage from continuing. And I'll explain that when we get into vitamin E down the road, and we're talking about free radicals and how they do damage in the body. But right now, I want to concentrate on vitamin C so that you have a deeper understanding of why it's so vital to take meaningful amounts or high potency supplements. You know, one of the things that vitamin C does beyond being an antioxidant is that it increases the absorption of iron. And iron is absolutely essential to carry oxygen throughout your body. So you can begin to see how C works in conjunction with iron to ensure that you have a lot of oxygen in your system to do what's necessary. Vitamin C is good for healthy gums, teeth, bones, collagen production. In fact, if you're the kind of person that bruises easily, you know, there's some people who can walk by a desk and they've got a black and blue mark on their leg. They didn't even come in contact with the desk. They don't have to. They are that fragile. And what it is the capillaries are breaking. If you bruise easily, you have weak capillaries. And the way to fix those is with a Super C complex. So not only are you going to get vitamin C, you're going to get the bioflavonoids and rutin. And hesperidin, some of that will also be in a Super C complex. Those will help strengthen the capillaries, and I guarantee you, bruising will become a thing of the past. Okay? So it's good from that point of view. And, you know, we talked about it strengthening your immune system. It's also a chelator. Now, you don't think of vitamin C as a chelator because most chelators are the amino acids. And if you're reading your labels, you know that you can get calcium citrate or calcium apatite, magnesium amino acid chelate, and iron fumarate. So what is happening is that amino acids end up chelating to a mineral. And what that does is it allows the body to utilize the minerals. So it doesn't stay in free suspension. The word chelate means claw. So it's got a claw that can hang on and hook it into a cell so that it can be consumed by the cell through the receptor site or however it is that iron is utilized by the body. From that point of view. But it's fabulous. Vitamin C is fabulous for nullifying the toxic effects of the heavy metals. And that's essential because toxicity is one of the things that ages you. You know, free radical damage is one. A weak immune system is another. And obviously the fundamental cause is your diet. And maybe not enough supplementation, not enough fortified nutrients to help your body function at optimal levels. You know, another thing about vitamin C is that it's combined or found with pantothenic acid in the adrenal glands. And one of the downsides is that stress, which is a killer, it really is, stress depletes the adrenal gland of both vitamin C and pantothenic acid, which is not a good thing because you need C. Now, let's take a look at the symbology of vitamin C. I see it two ways. I see it, one, as a protector because of all the roles that it is involved in. It helps us against attack, whether they're verbal, emotional, physical. By physical, I mean, you know, germs. So vitamin C is a protector from that point of view. What's interesting from a different point of view is that it's also symbolic of our dependency upon the material plane. We are one of the creatures that doesn't make vitamin C, so it has to be brought in from the outside. Bring in enough. You know, go to the point of maybe 5, 6, 7 grams of vitamin C a day so that you're saturated, so you're protecting yourself from invasion on all levels. And of course, that also means, even though vitamin C doesn't tie in this way, to really keep your awareness up so that you're mindful of what you're exposing your physical body to and your emotional self to, because people can be like germs as well. So can thoughts. They can be viruses that can eat at you. Protect yourself. Maintain a high level of awareness and consciousness. Okay? If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to write me. Check out my websites, michaelshealth.com, Inner Health Books for all of my writings. Because remember, knowledge allows you to grow. And the more you grow, the more insights you'll have, which could lead to understandings, which could lead to control, and that will lead to mastery, which will keep you on the path of staying well.